Yes, the synagogue in Reichenbachstraße was a beautiful synagogue. The women there were far more elegant. It was the Eastern Jewish synagogue. At Yom Kippur, for instance, we would visit all the synagogues. In the morning, we went to one place and at midday to another. In the afternoon, we went to the synagogue in Reichenbachstraße. It always smelled so good. Their customs and habits were entirely different. They brought lemons studded with cloves. Naturally, the German Jews didn't do that. We were traveling with friends who had a car. "You know your way around," they said. "Let's go to Munich." After 50 years. "Once we're there, just head anywhere for the city center," I said. So we drove to Munich. I kept an eye on the street names, and suddenly I saw Lindwurmstraße. Now I knew where we were. We drove straight on till we reached Sendlinger Tor. How Munich has changed. Karlstor and Marienplatz look like stage sets. That's not how I remember it. Everything looks so new. Kaufingerstraße only used to look that way during Carnival. The tram line that ran through there was shut for the day and it turned into a pedestrian zone. People went up and down the street and threw confetti at each other. Every day seems to be like Carnival now.